Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live coast to coast on the BetQL network. It is BetQL Daily. Every weekday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, we got you covered. And this week, a big focus on the NFL draft, including some of our all-time favorite draft bets and busts in just a moment. Alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. Scott Smith of 4 for 4 joins us at the top of the hour. What is the latest on the quarterbacks and where they're going to go and what the first 5 to 10, maybe 15 picks of this draft look like as the J.J. McCarthy smoke intensifies? A little more than an hour and a half from now, we got to play Survivor with this week's MLB matchups. We take a look at which teams have a shot to at least win 3, if not 4, and maybe go 6-0, as the Phillies did this past week. NBA series price updates an hour from now after some very lopsided, I guess is the best way to put it, game ones, and a case of the Mondays in 20 minutes. But look, there have been a lot over the years. You Google the lists, NFL draft busts, and you know, they take you back to some of the classics, you know, the Tony Mandariches of years ago. Look it up, kids. That's a dated reference. But we thought maybe we'd try to limit it to just the last, say, 15 or 20 years, right? Let's maybe try to keep it to the 2000s. At least that's what I did. Nonetheless, we tried to look back here on BetQL Daily, Joe, to some of our favorite all-time draft busts, or maybe most surprising picks as well. Things that, had you been betting on it at the time, would have made you a little bit of money.
Damn. So I can't include a Jeff George, a Ryan Leaf?
Okay. Jeff George.
If we're keeping it 2000s.
Ryan Leaf's close.
Jeff George is a long time ago.
Jeff George is a long time ago. But, you know, the Illinois focus, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Rick Meyer, Notre Dame, and then the Bears trade for him because why not? You're a bust. Let's bring you in now.
This is all going to come back to Bears hate, isn't it?
No, but we leave out Akili Smith as well. God, the high draft bust, if it feels like they happened more often in the 90s than the last even 10 to 15 years. We have some, but not as often. Okay, yes, of course. I'll take the layup. You set me up. Trubisky. Yes. Mahomes on the board. Not interested. Deshaun Watson. Not interested. We're going to go with Trubisky. And yeah. What else do you want me to say? Look at my profile picture on Twitter. It's still Ryan Pace because I haven't moved on. Okay. He's a bum.
You can't let it go. You can't let it go. Yeah. Aaron, what's the one that sticks out the most in your head? Because I have a whole bunch listed here. But just the one that jumps out the most, you go, I can't believe that guy went there. Oh, you're muted.
Damn.
Nope. System issues.
Laptop again. Laptop again?
Laptop again, maybe.
What's going on?
I don't know. Refresh yourself, and we'll see if we can't get air. But, like, it's quarterbacks often, obviously, because there's the most capital invested in them. Top 10 picks, most likely. And, look, McCarthy's going to be that guy this year for somebody. I've called that for weeks, if not months.
Just need to stop.
Hopefully it's not.
What do you mean? All-time bust? He's going to be you're calling all-time bust.
He is this year's Kenny Pickett. He is this year's Kenny Pickett, Joe.
But that's just, you know,
a wildly overdrafted, mediocre quarterback will end up being a backup within 3 to 4 years.
Pickett was 20th overall, man. You're acting like he's a top five pick.
I mean, that's still the middle of the first round, right? That's still a first round pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron, yeah, you're stuck at the position. We spent a first-round pick on him, so we're going to give him a few years, and then you refuse to move on for some reason. Yeah, I get it.
Well, Adam Peters was involved with the Trey Lance situation, so it wouldn't surprise
me. There's a good one.
Crazy decision. But mine was going to be Jamarcus Russell. I mean, as soon as I heard about this assignment, how do you not go there? My dad's still in town, huge Raiders fan. There's plenty to choose from when it comes to the Raiders and bus. So
that's true.
Jamarcus Russell, I mean, that one would. Oh, remember the hype? You would have thought this guy would turn into a Hall of Famer. Complete bust. Did absolutely nothing for the Raiders.
He was big. He was somewhat athletic, right? He could move around a little bit, but had a huge cannon of an arm. And you're right. As soon as this became a homework assignment for us, Aaron, like, hey guys, Monday, we really got to go over some of the biggest busts of all time to kind of kick off draft week. And we all immediately start to do a deep dive into the Trey Lances and Jamarcus Russells and Mitch Trubisky's of the world. Obviously, I had somehow never heard this story, and maybe you guys have, but apparently it's been well told. It's been in print. It's been on Rich Eisen's show way back in the day. Have you ever heard the blank DVD story with Jamarcus Russell?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Aaron, familiar?
I don't think.
Okay. For those that like me and Aaron just may have heard this story, may have never heard this story and are just finding out about it now. This is amazing. So there was someone who Warren Sapp knew after spending his final season in the NFL with the Raiders. Warren Sapp knew somebody well in Oakland. It was a coach who, after meeting with Jamarcus Russell, this Raiders coach decided, you know what? We hear all the time about how Jamarcus Russell doesn't like to do his homework. Let's give him a DVD loaded with plays and ideas that he can take home overnight during the second half of our meeting with him. He can give us his critique on all of these ideas that we had for him in our offense specifically. And so they hand him the DVD and tell him, hey, there's all kinds of great stuff on here. Take it home, watch it tonight. And when we meet tomorrow, if we could get your opinion, Jamarcus, on the stuff on this DVD, the plays, the schemes, everything on here, we'd love to sit down and go over it with you. And Jamarcus Russell takes the DVD, goes back to his hotel room or back home that night, wherever it was, and comes back to meet with the Raiders the next day and hands them the DVD back and says, you know what? I'm absolutely on board with everything on this DVD. I love the ideas. I love the concepts. Everything I saw in here, fantastic. This is perfect. The DVD was blank. There was nothing on it. According to this story, nothing. He didn't take it home and watch it. He didn't break any of it down. He completely BS'd the Raiders, and they still drafted him, Aaron. They still drafted him.
Wow.
Purple drank. Yeah. Marcus Russell, one of the all timers. So is anybody going to bring up Bryce Young? Can we do that or no?
We're not there yet, are we?
Okay. I'm just asking. What did you see last year? It signaled he's going to turn it around.
Nothing.
And I know it's unfair. He had zero weapons, awful organization, bad coaching, all of it. But I didn't see anything.
You're right about all those things. And as someone who thought Bryce Young would kind of grow throughout the year, despite the limitations around him, I'll just own it. Wrong. We're already starting to see the signs of a bust in this guy. And you know it because we're spending the entire offseason saying exactly the things you just said, Joe. right? Mm-hmm. And we've said it about all these guys before. We've said it about really every quarterback in the 2021 draft, not named Trevor Lawrence, right? Well, but they didn't help the kid at all. Well, but look at the line in front of him. Well, but there weren't a lot of weapons around him. Wilson.
It's enough.
Fields. It's enough. Jones, Lance. Let's go back to 3 years previous to that. Maybe it's a every 3 year cycle and we'll get it again this year. Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, same thing said about, well, nobody did those guys any favors. Look at what was around them. Or, oh, they didn't get a fair shake. Or, oh, this. Or, oh, that. We're starting to say the same things about Bryce Young. And it's only 1 year, so I'm not going to say it yet. But the signs are there that, yeah, he's going to be the next bust.
So foolish, because a lot of those same people, when talking about, we don't even have to say great, we could say quality quarterbacks, they raise the level of play of everyone around them. You find a way to make it work. Now, sometimes there are coaching mistakes. You have coaching situations where they don't really believe in the player, they're ready to move on to the next quarterback, or they're not, you know, building an offense around the quarterback, building around their strengths, leaning into that a little bit. Like, I've seen that plenty. Yes, that happens. But you know what? If there's something there, they're going to go to their next stop, and they're going to show you how wrong you were, how bad the coaching was, that when they do have some weapons, they can't compete. That's not a long list of quarterbacks identified as a bust. They move on, and suddenly it works.
It's the list is short of guys who go on to another place, Aaron, and then turn things around at that position. It's short, yeah. If not the like non-existent.
What is it? Yeah.
I agree. It's interesting how some of these quarterbacks, like there's a list of guys that were really good and had a lot of hype in college and then just did absolutely nothing at the NFL level. Whether it's they didn't get a fair chance or it just didn't work out and it's head scratching. I think the RG3 one is a little unfair because the injuries, he's made some people's lists as a bust. I don't know if that's exactly fair. But sure. Matt Leinart was another one that stood out to me. That was a big one.
I just never expected anything from him with his weak arm, you know, and the talent he had around him. I just never had high expectations for Leinart.
Yeah, I was trying to think, and Paul suggested in the group chat somebody who did bounce back a little bit, and that's Ryan Tannehill. That's a fair assessment. You know, Tannehill went to Tennessee and with an offensive coordinator who managed around his limitations and had a great running back and quality weapons around him. You could say, yeah, Tannehill bounced back from it to an extent. But, like, you're never going to bounce back and completely fulfill the potential that was seen in you that you were a first overall pick or like a top 10 quarterback taken or even top 15. Like, you never bounce back. I'll even go so far as to include the example I gave off the top in Pickett. Like, let's say Jalen Hurts, and Eagles fans don't want this, knock on wood, it doesn't happen. But let's say Jalen Hurts is out for an extended period of time this year and Kenny Pickett goes in for the Eagles, right, as their backup and, I don't know, helps them win more games than they lose in a very competitive NFC East, yada, 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 and they go to the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. And Kenny Pickett ends up leaving Philadelphia after a year and getting a job as a second-tier starter somewhere, right, where he manages things in someone's offense because it's a decent OC with a quality run game and balance and all this. He's still never going to fulfill the promise of what a first-round pick was supposed to be. Now, there are some quarterbacks who, a Pickett again, maybe even a Tannehill, you have reasonable limits on your expectations, Joe, even when they're drafted early. A guy like Bryce Young, a guy like, you know, Zach Wilson, for example, or Justin Fields.
Like 2021.
When you're drafted that high, Sam Darnold, when you're drafted that high, it's nearly impossible for fans especially, but organizations to put realistic limitations on their expectations for you.
As far as this year goes, and you just mentioned one of the names in that draft in Zach Wilson, and we've mentioned Trey Lance too. I understand why, and I know it's in recent memory, so it's kind of considering it, and we're talking about how many quarterbacks are going to go in the first round. Is it going to be 4 or 5 with the number set at 4.5? Doesn't this have the feels of 2021? You had Trevor Lawrence, the lights-out number 1-1 pick, and that's what you have this year with Caleb. I don't know that either of them are going to be great, but it's not in question. And then you have a rush of other quarterbacks. That year, it was 2-3 Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. This year, we know the quarterbacks in question. And then there was a little bit of a fall off. And then the Bears thought they had incredible value by Justin Fields falling to them at number 11. And then the New England Patriots take their quarterback at number 15 and Mac Jones. Couldn't we see something like that this year where it's quarterback, 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 a little bit of weight, and then the fourth guy goes, and then maybe in the middle of the first round, it's Nix or Penix. It might go that way.
It's a great comp. J.J. McCarthy, Matt Jones.
What if he goes to New England? What if he goes to New England? And it happens all over again. The way the Patriots have haunted my nightmares for the last 2.5 decades, maybe that finally breaks the cycle. Scott Smith, a 4 for 4 at the top of the hour. What does he think of all this McCarthy talk? Is it real leading into Thursday night's first round? Coming up next, a case of the Mondays, maybe for some of those teams that lost game one of their playoff series here on BetQL Daily.